Condoleezza Rice arrives in Israel today to try to help restart Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Tomorrow, the new Secretary of State meets Palestinian leaders before flying to Rome. Israeli analysts say officials there worry that Rice will push Israel for more gestures to help the new Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas consolidate power. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Secretary of State Rice will be in Israel for less than 24 hours. During that time, she will meet Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon as well as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Rice will not participate on Tuesday when Sharon and Abbas meet in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh for the first time since Abbas was elected president last month. A senior Israeli official said the fact that Rice chose to come to the Middle East as part of her first trip as Secretary of State raises the stakes of Tuesday's Israeli-Palestinian summit. He said Israel has always preferred direct one-on-one talks with the Palestinians to American-mediated talks. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials say Rice's talks will focus on the summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, which also includes the Egyptian and Jordanian leaders. Israeli political analyst Gerald Steinberg says Rice's visit could help generate momentum for that summit to succeed. At the same time, he says Sharon is worried about American pressure to make more gestures to Abbas.
There's a lot of concern that the U.S. may be trying to push too hard, too fast, beyond what traffic may bear and what the Israeli political system may be able to withstand, particularly Sharon, who's very vulnerable. So there's that combination, which I think is going to be throughout the Rice visit a constant theme.
Last week, Israel announced it would free 900 Palestinian prisoners as a goodwill gesture to Abbas. Palestinian officials rejected this as insulting, given the fact there are more than 10,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. Palestinian officials say Israel should include several hundred detainees who were jailed before the Oslo Accords were signed in 1993, as well as prisoners from the Islamist Hamas movement. Israel has said it will not include any prisoners involved in attacks in which Israelis were killed. Last night, an agreement was reached to defer the issue until after the summit and to establish a special committee to deal with it. Israeli officials say there is an internal debate in Israel on whether to expand the prisoner release to bolster Abbas or hold back and see whether he cracks down on terrorist infrastructure. Security officials say there's been a sharp drop in violence since Abbas deployed thousands of Palestinian police in Gaza, but attacks have not ended completely. A senior Palestinian official said Abbas is making real efforts to end violence, but it cannot happen overnight. He urged Israel not to make the same mistake it did in 2003 when Abbas was prime minister. Then, he said, there was also a prisoner release, but Israel freed only criminals. He said Abbas was seen on the Palestinian street as someone who could not deliver. This time, he said, Israel has an opportunity to strengthen Abbas and help restart serious peace talks. Secretary Rice is expected to tell both the Israeli and Palestinian leaders that after 4 years of violence and more than 4,000 dead on both sides, now is the time to stop fighting and begin negotiations. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.